I've always found it interesting that people come up and say that was one of the greatest offensive lines in the history of the game. That when we had that same offensive line, basically, in 88 when I got here. We went 13-3.
Yep.
We had that basically that same offensive line in 89 when Troy got here. We went 1-15.
Yeah,
I watched him try to block for the Terrence Flaggers and all these guys. And nobody went anywhere. And then in 1990, Emmitt came in. And soon and very soon, it was the greatest offensive line in the history. I'm like, come on, man. You mean to tell me that's one of the greatest running backs right
now? Yeah, for sure.
Making that offensive line. They were the same exact dude. So now I trip when people tell me that, you know, running backs don't matter. You need, like, you build offensive line, running back. I say, that's different. No. They do matter. And those special running backs, they matter. You know what I mean? The Derrick Henrys, they matter. They make linemen look good. Not one of those guys were high draft picks that we had on that offensive line, but yet they're known as one of the best offensive line. But now you take it to this day and age in this game, where we're throwing the ball every down, now it's very important to spend those assets on your offensive line because – big guys, we can mush and move forward. But it takes some skill set to stand up and block somebody. And think about this. I get on these fat boys all the time. I say, listen, man, you guys ain't real athletes. I mean, you're fat boys. That's what you are. You three. And I tell my kids at the camp, I say, it's the rule of three. I call it the rule of three when these kids, when I'm coaching at camp. I say, soon, son, because they're 9, 10, 11 years old. I say, soon. All this new money coming in the NFL. Gambling money, new streaming money, TV money. Mm-hmm. I say, by the time you get in the NFL, you're going to be 300 pounds. It's a rule of three. That means you're going to be 300 pounds. He's going to be 300 pounds. You stay in front of him for 3 seconds, somebody will pay you $300 million. That's the way this thing is going to go. That sounds easy as I don't know what. But as easy as it sounds, it's just as hard to really do, to stay in front of that dude for 3 seconds.